President Bush landed in Berlin this evening. It is the beginning of a week-long visit to four countries. There are stops in France and Italy ahead, and a summit in Russia. In Moscow on Friday, President Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin are set to sign a treaty requiring the reduction of nuclear weapons. News analyst Daniel Shore has reported on superpower summits since the beginning of the Cold War.
When Winston Churchill called for a parley at the summit, he inaugurated a half century of personal diplomacy aimed at keeping the lid on nuclear confrontation. Now, with confrontation over and Russia headed into the Western camp, the Bush-Putin meeting in Moscow and St. Petersburg may mark the end of the era of arms control summitry. And perhaps a good thing, because person-to-person encounters on the lonely peaks can produce some dangerous situations. President Eisenhower got along well with Nikita Khrushchev at the first post-war summit in Geneva in 1955 and introduced him to the dry martini. But Khrushchev complained about Eisenhower's refusal to meet with him alone, and the spirit of Geneva, as it was called, collapsed when the Soviet tanks clanked into Hungary the following year. The effort to restore summit relations resumed with Khrushchev's American trip in 1959. But then it broke down again when the Soviet leader stormed out of the four-power meeting in Paris in 1960 because of Eisenhower's refusal to apologize for the U-2 spy flight over the Soviet Union. A crisis over Berlin assumed more threatening proportions with a grim face-off between Khrushchev and President Kennedy in Vienna in 1961. In response to Khrushchev's threat to cancel Western rights in Berlin, Kennedy called up the reserves and urged Americans to build bomb shelters. Khrushchev ended up building a wall to divide Berlin. Other summit relations were more amicable. President Nixon got along well with Leonid Brezhnev, and only weeks before resigning was finding relief from Watergate pressures in Brezhnev's dacha on the Black Sea. President Reagan established a warm relationship with Mikhail Gorbachev, marred by an angry clash over missile defense at the 1986 summit in Iceland. The elder President George Bush got on well with Gorbachev, and at the Helsinki summit of 1990, he was the first to speak of the Soviet Union as a partner. By the end of 1991, Gorbachev was out and Boris Yeltsin was in to preside over the demise of the Soviet Union. Under Russian Presidents Boris Yeltsin and Vladimir Putin and American Presidents Clinton and Bush, relations have moved steadily towards cooperation. It is 47 years since Eisenhower and Khrushchev started down the arms control track. This week, Presidents Bush and Putin will sign a treaty on the reduction of nuclear arsenals that may mark the end of the line for arms control summits. This is Daniel Shore.